DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And welcome back in, third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning as we are broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by and enjoy some delicious breakfast items here. They have things like breakfast sandwiches, they have pastries, they have muffins, and of course they have delicious Cape Cod coffee, which we're going to find out more about right now. Let me just stop this music here. There we go. Okay. Good morning. You know what? In all of our discussion, I forgot to ask you your name.
My name is Catherine.
All right, Catherine. Hello. Welcome. And you're from Cape Cod Coffee.
Yeah. Good morning.
And this is amazing coffee. This is, I mean, I haven't had the chance to go to the Wareham location yet. Actually, I went one day and they were closing and I felt bad. So I was like, I'll come back another time. But so this is my first experience with it, but this is really good, rich, flavorful coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. Benefit of it is that it's local. A little bit about us as a company. We are a coffee roasting company out based in Mashpee. We have three restaurant locations, one in Wareham, of course. Our main roast facility is located off Route 130 in Mashpee. That's more of a lunch and dinner concept. And then we have another breakfast lunch location in Mashpee Commons.
It must smell really good around that roasting
location. Office is filled with aromas, which we love. So coming home smelling like a coffee bean every day isn't so bad.
And of course, you know, having partnerships with great locally owned places like Country Whip, that must be what the business is all about, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have an extensive wholesale department. We serve a lot of restaurants, cafes, hotels and resorts, fire departments, office buildings. I mean, you name it. We're pretty much everywhere on the Cape. But the anticipation of this year is really to expand the brand and get the footprint out more toward this area. And then hopefully, you know, more towards Boston as well. And, you know, Rob. From 14 different countries. We do everything from single origins, different blends, and then, of course, a whole flavor line. We transfer seasonal flavors per season to add some variety to customers, which, you know, is also a benefit of our service. We have a cold brew line, and then we also provide our coffee to retail. So bagged coffee, the C cups for Keurigs, and then the grab-and-go canned coffees, which are also really good.
So coffee is something that, you know, people in this area are very particular about. So when you decide to get into this, I mean, it turns into you've got to find your way to stand out in that market. Now, how have you been able to stand out against some of the other coffee names that people are used to?
Absolutely. So, you know, like you just said, the coffee's great. You can taste it, you know, right off the first sip. And so my favorite thing to do is a side-by-side. You know, let's pour one cup of coffee that you're used to drinking, and then let's pour a cup of Cape Cod coffee. And, you know, almost every time people turn around and say, hey, you know, this is pretty good. And, it, you know, unfortunately, you don't really understand the benefit of like a good cup of coffee until you have one. And the whole step is really just getting it in front of people first and foremost, and then really talking about, you know, where is it coming from and how is it roasted. And, you know, the benefit of us being so local is people can come in and see, you know, from bean to cup, we do everything from start to finish. And so it really adds that element of, you know, locality to the cup of coffee that you're drinking. And instead of, you know, your Dunkin' drive-through, you know, you can't have one on every corner. So it adds the kind of specialty to it.
And there's a lot of, you know, coffee suppliers that'll come in and they'll give you the coffees, they'll give you the pump carafes, all those kind of things. But, you know, you're able to actually expand the line. They do cappuccino here, they do espresso here, they, as you mentioned, the cold brew. Mm-hmm. So it seems like you're really focused on having all the different types of ways people would want to get caffeinated.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, an average coffee drinker can stick to his, you know, regular small black coffee, and then you can have your latte drinker who likes a, you know, quadruple shot of espresso in the morning, you know, to get them by. But hey, you know, we do it all. We do everything from the light roast coffee to the espresso beans, to make sure that no matter what kind of coffee drinker you are, you know, when you look at our product, something will fit for you.
And working with other small businesses like this, you probably, you know, have a great communication with them to be able, they might give you ideas and spark things, you know, like, and maybe suggesting some of those seasonal flavors or things like that.
Absolutely. You know, and it, the benefit of taking us in as customers is, you know, you can be a place like Country Whip who brings in, you know, three different flavors, two different single origins, and then you also offer espresso service, but you know, the next guy down the street might only bring in the drip coffee or might only bring in the cold brew. So you can really add your personal element to bringing us in, you know, and it's, it adds that sense of personality to it for sure.
What is the hot trend in coffee these days? No pun intended.
I mean, flavors are really popular. You know, you go everywhere and there's definitely a flavor option. The difference between other flavored coffees and ours is, you know, of course we roast everything at our facility in Mashpee, but in regards to flavoring our coffee, we use natural flavor oils in order to treat our coffee. So once your beans are roasted and degassed, we put them in something like a cement turner. We pre-measure a certain amount of flavor oil, and then we spin our beans in the flavor oil for about an hour to allow that flavor to soak in. And it really adds that nice element to the palate. So you're not getting a cup of anything sugary. You're really just getting those flavor notes, mm-hmm. Which I think sets our flavored coffee apart from any others that I've tried on the market. So it's just a different element to it.
Listen, I don't know how they prepare some of these other flavored coffees, but I've always suspected that they have the coffee and then they're like, just drop some in there. It doesn't taste like it's a flavor. It tastes like it's a coffee with a flavoring in it, mm-hmm. instead of being a flavored coffee.
Absolutely. You know, and that's huge. You know, the benefit also of us is the consistency throughout. You know, we pre-measure everything. We have a top of the line roaster in our roasting facility in Mashpee that, you know, drops our beans at the certain internal temperature every time. So you could get a cup of coffee here this morning and then next week get the same cup and it will taste the same. You know, we are really true to that.
And with, you know, again, with a place like Country Whip, being able to bring this to the people of Acushnet and the people who drive by here every day, I think people, like you said, people see, it's ubiquitous. There's coffee everywhere. People want to have a coffee that they connect with. And knowing that something's local and knowing that it's a mom and pop here, that's literally a mom and pop that's Absolutely. Here operating this, you know, I think they want to come out and support that.
Yeah, you know, it's always a benefit to support a local brand. You know, the Cape seems far away from here, but really it's not. And the whole anticipation of bringing us in over here at Country Whip is really to expand the brand, like I said, off the Cape. You know, Cape Cod is a brand in and of itself. And so when you see a brand that you recognize and you feel that touch of home with it, it's just going to element the service to top notch for sure.
So you have other locations where, you know, Cape Cod coffee locations where people can go and enjoy coffee there?
Mm-hmm. So Wareham Crossing is our newest restaurant concept. That one opened just over a year ago. It's doing fantastic. You know, it's a shopping plaza, so, you know, naturally it's always busy. But it's more of a breakfast-lunch concept. We're open for dinner Thursday through Saturdays. We do kids' specials, make your own pizzas. We did paint night there a couple weeks ago, so we're always trying to get events going to make it more of a fun experience when you're going out. And then off Route 130 in Mashpee is our roasting facility. We have our, you know, state-of-the-art roaster in there, but also attached to that is a full restaurant, so we have lunch and dinner service there, full bar. It's more of like an outdoor concept. So we have the Adirondacks with the fire pits. We have live music on the weekends. And then Mashpee Commons, we have a breakfast lunch concept, a lot like Wareham Crossing, where we provide breakfast and lunch. And then actually, you know, Thursday through Saturday, we transfer that service over to 53 Chop House, which is another restaurant concept that we have. And it's like a top of the line steakhouse. So kind of compared to like your average Boston steakhouse style. We're doing that in Mashpee now. So that's almost 2 years old at this point. And, you know, that one's doing really well. A little hidden gem, I like to call it.
Does that mean they have the steaks that are rubbed with the coffee?
Coffee rub steaks. Yeah. You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Those are fantastic. All right. So, again, everybody's got to come down and try some of this Cape Cod coffee. And thank you for joining us and for sharing some of the story. If people want to follow along with you and find you online, how can they do so?
Yeah. So you can contact me via email. My email is Catherine@CapeCodCoffee.com. I'm in charge of all wholesale accounts on that side of the bridge and this one. So if anybody has any interest in bringing in a new coffee program, you know, by all means, we're more than happy to swing by, leave some samples. samples. And then anything that you have any interest in, our website, capecodcoffee.com, you can find all information on there as well.
And you mentioned that you do K-Cup style too.
Yeah.
So offices can reach out to you if they want to have you supply their office with coffee.
We have a handful of office buildings that have us as customers. You know, we offer our K-Cups in bulk. We have our different flavors and varieties. So, you know, it's not just, you know, your regular K-Cup. You can have kind of anything we offer in that regard. So, you know, there's a lot of variety.
Excellent. Well, Catherine, thank you for joining us. We're going to take a break here so I can refill my coffee.
Awesome.
And we'll be back in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live from Country Whip. Come on down and try the coffee for yourself. We'll be back in just a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip. Anna Kushnick, come on by and you can have some delicious Cape Cod coffee and you can order yourself some pastry, some muffins, a breakfast sandwich, and you can even come by here and jump on the microphone and be a guest on the program. Go ahead, grab that microphone there. Why don't you say hello to everybody out there?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name? Tell everybody your name.
David.
David. And David, I know you're a big WBSM listener.
Mm. I have a new thing I like.
Yeah?
Geometry Dash.
Oh, what's that like?
You jump over spikes.
But it sounds like you're learning some geometry at the same time.
Mm. It's not about geometry.
That's how they get you, though. They sneak in that stuff. So you think you're having fun, but you're actually learning at the same time.
You're not actually learning. You jump over spikes.
Well.
And there's also flying parts of secret coins.
Well, are there any of those around here? Because I could use a few.
And use a coins.
So have you come to Country Whip before?
I don't know.
No? Have you been here before? Well, no? Well, it's a great place. You got to come back and you got to... Do you like French fries?
Yes.
You got to come back sometime and try funky fries. Have you heard about these?
No, I don't know what the heck that is.
Do you like ice cream?
Yes.
Do you like hot fudge?
Yes.
And you like French fries?
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine putting all three of those together.
Mm-hmm.
Having a hot fudge sundae on top of ice cream, on top of French fries.
Okay.
There's also one. Do you like buffalo chicken?
No.
Okay, well then you don't want to get the one that has buffalo tenders and blue cheese and chives on top of fries. Do you like macaroni and cheese?
A little bit, yes.
Well, they have one that has macaroni and cheese on it and shredded pork and onion rings.
I don't want the one with macaroni and cheese on it.
Okay, you just want the ice cream fries.
Uh-huh.
That's fair enough. I feel the same way.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to play some Geometry Dash today? Is that your plan?
When I get home, yes. After my homework.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to school or do you go to school at home? Are you homeschooled? Do you go to regular school? What do you do for school?
I go to Lincoln.
Oh, okay. And so do you get school lunch there? We were talking about school lunch there earlier.
Uh-huh. I'm choosing sun butter.
Yeah, sun butter?
Uh-huh.
I've heard that's pretty good. I've never had it because I can eat regular peanut butter, so I just eat that. But sun butter's good.
Yeah, sun butter's yummy.
I had some sun butter peanut butter cup things, you know, like some sun butter and chocolate cups. Those were pretty good.
Mm.
So, well, I want to thank you for sitting in and joining us.
Mm.
Do you think you might want to do this for a living someday?
And I will love this after school vacation lunch. Except for Tuesdays.
Yeah, what's the one on Tuesday?
I forgot.
Yeah, oh, that sounds like it wasn't worth remembering.
It's creamy chicken Alfredo.
Oh, yeah, the creamy chicken one. I remember that, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I find chicken's Alfredo nothing.
Hmm.
You think that it's afraid, but it's not afraid at all. All right, well, thank you very much for joining us, and I hope that you have a good day. And thanks for coming on by. All right, and if you want to come by and join in the conversation, you can do that. We'll be here for another half an hour. We're going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment. When we come back on the other side of the news, we can talk more with you at 508-996-0500. I can take your calls. Even though I'm remote here, I can take your phone calls. You can come on by. You can have some coffee and sit in on the microphone here like David did. You can even just pop in and get your coffee and ignore me completely. I will not be upset. that happens all the time when I'm places. People walk in, they see the not going over there. So it's totally fine. I will not be offended. The important thing is that you come down here to Country Whip and you enjoy the Cape Cod coffee. You enjoy some of the great breakfast items that they have here because it is new. They've only been doing this now for a couple of weeks, but they're going to be open at 7 o'clock each day for you to come in and get your coffee, to get your breakfast items, and to get your day started off right. And you'll get a chance to experience all that for half price at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. When our deal goes on sale, you'll get $50 in gift certificates to Country Whip for just $25. So that means you can get any of those great menu items I was mentioning, including the funky fries, including the salads, the quesadillas, stuffed quahogs. They have stuffed quahogs that are also stuffed with linguica, that are also stuffed with scallops and shrimp. Their soups, their rice bowls, chicken tenders, clam cakes, all kinds of fried seafood, sandwiches, premium meats, burgers, hot dogs, and of course, all of the great ice cream. I mean, people love the ice cream here, but you probably come in with your own idea of what you want, right? You're like, oh, I like to have, a banana split, or I like to have, hot fudge and whipped cream. But you can get the fried Oreo sundae. You can get the apple crumble sundae, the lava cake sundae, the donut sundae, a warm ice cream filled donut. They were making waffle cones here, homemade this morning. And they also have smoothies, too. You can get strawberry, cappuccino, mango, pina colada, strawberry, banana, all kinds of great stuff. And some of the old-timey flavors, too. You want an ice cream soda? You want a raspberry lime rookie? They have those. Come on by to Country Whip. We'll be here for another half an hour. But right now, I've got to give way to Phil Devitt, who is in the WBSM newsroom.
Arizona backs an abortion ban with a 19th century law. Donald Trump is off a billionaire's list after a stock plummet. And a snack kids love could be booted from the menu.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Arizona Supreme Court is bringing back an abortion ban under a law from 1864. The law, from when Arizona was still a U.S. territory, bans all abortions except for risk to the mother. The previous law, enforced in 2022, bans abortions after 15 weeks, except when the life of the mother is at risk. More than 200 advocacy groups are asking the heads of major tech companies to step up their fight against misleading artificial intelligence and misinformation ahead of elections around the world. The groups wrote to the CEOs of companies like Meta, Reddit, Google, and X this week, asking them to be more aggressive with policies to fight propaganda. Donald Trump is no longer on the Bloomberg Billionaires Index after his Truth Social stock took a nosedive. The Bloomberg Index is a daily ranking of the world's 500 richest people, and the former president was on the list because of Trump Media, the parent company behind Truth Social. Shares in Trump's company, however, have been steadily dropping and fell nearly 5% on Tuesday to the lowest level since the company went public. The work continues to 24/7 to clear debris from the catastrophic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. U.S. Coast Guard Commander Roberto Concepcion says the priority is finding the bodies of the three remaining construction workers who've been missing since a container ship hit the bridge and brought it down 2 weeks ago. And there's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning Tuesday saying the school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports says the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contained nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics lost to the Milwaukee Bucks 104-91. They host the New York Knicks on Thursday. Bruins lost to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1. They head to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins on Saturday. The Red Sox dropped the home opener to Baltimore 7-1, but they've got another shot tonight at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
We're looking at a mostly cloudy day ahead on the South Coast with a likelihood of showers in the afternoon, a high of 59 degrees and a low of 48. More of the same on Thursday. Cloudy, showers, drizzle, high of 59 and a low of 53. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And we are back. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Come on by. We have about 25 minutes left in the program here before we'll give way to South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. It is Wednesday, so we should have the mayor in. I'm assuming, I didn't ask him if he's definitely having the mayor in, but he'll have Mayor Mitchell on at 11 a.m. But at 9 a.m., we'll have that special Seize the Deal on sale for you. So you want to make sure you get there at about 8:55 or so and just keep hitting refresh. Come on down and enjoy some of the great Cape Cod coffee and some of the pastries, the muffins, the breakfast sandwiches that they make here. Start your day the Country Whip way. Come on by and try something delicious to start your day. We also can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, and we can take your app chat messages on the WBSM app. I can't do the open line voicemails when I'm out of the studio just because I don't have the extra computer to play them on, but we were talking earlier about that cat, Strawberry the cat, who was discovered wearing a dress. It's a cat that has a little heart on its nose, and it was wearing a dress with strawberries on it, so they called it Strawberry the cat. They're trying to find its owner. Sketty sent in a Snapchat message, says, "Good morning, Tim. I saw that cat on the news, and she was so darn cute looking, such a pretty cat. It made me think I wanted one again, too, but my hands are full as it is, and like you, I can't take another loss. And I had a cat that loved her lace hat. She would bring it to me, jump up on my lap, and I'd put it on her. Needless to say, her name changed from Little Girl to Lacey. She loved it. Plus, it became her cuddle time, so she did really love the hat or the... didn't know if she really loved the hat or the cuddling. You know, my cats would never do something like that. I had one cat. Her name was Moo Kitty because she looked like a cow. So somehow she got that name, Moo Kitty. And she didn't want anything to do with us. And if I tried to put something on her, she probably would have clawed me all to hell. But we also had her brother, Edgar, who was the cat that I wanted to put the leather jacket on. But no, not happening. The only animal I ever had that I was able to dress up was my mom had a dog that she could put a little sweater on. And I don't know, maybe some of the dogs she's had since I moved out would wear clothes too. But she had a little Yorkshire Terrier that you could put a sweater on her, and I think it's because she realized, I'm going to freeze if I go outside. Because, like, if it was snowing out, the snow was higher than she was. So she would wear a sweater. But my dog, I had a Basset Hound, you couldn't put anything on her. You tried to put a little bandana around her neck, and she'd be like, get this off me. Yet every time she went to go be groomed, MJ would put one on her, and she would wear it around, and if I tried to take it off, she'd... You know, I'm like, no, I want this on. But yeah, if I did it, forget it. 508-996-0500. Oh, hold on. I don't need to open that program. All right, there we go. And we can take your calls and your app chat messages. The discussion earlier was about school lunches. We were talking about school lunches and the story that we had in the news that Phil Devitt had. The Lunchables that they serve in school are apparently much higher in sodium than originally believed, and so they're pulling them from some schools. And I got a message here from, actually, I don't think he'll mind me saying his name. It doesn't say keep this anonymous, but City Councilor Ian Abreu, who, speaking of ice cream, you know, has his new venture down at the former Clark's Point Creamery. But he says, speaking of school lunches, my grandmother used to run the kitchen of the Gomes School in the South End. When I was a student there back then, the kitchen managers and staff had more autonomy to put out certain foods based off popularity. I fondly remember there was a Cape Verdean woman who worked with my grandma, and she used to make a tomato-based Creole sauce to put on top of fish on Fridays. Man, it was so good. Couldn't do that today. All of these school cafeterias have to follow a set menu to a T. And that is kind of the downside of it, is there is no, you know, you can't be creative. You can't be creative with what you're serving the kids. It has to follow these strict guidelines. I remember when I was in high school, and chicken patty sandwiches were a big thing at Wareham High School. Like, most of the kids that went down for lunch, they wanted a chicken patty. And it was just a chicken, you know, fried chicken cutlet on a bun. And I don't even think they fried them. I think they baked them in the oven. They didn't come with fries, because I guess it had to do with the cost. They didn't come with fries. So if you wanted to get fries with your chicken patty, you had to pay extra. And then if you got fries with, say, you got a steakum or a cheeseburger, you could order extra fries. And most kids did. And so the you would see somebody come in like, okay, I'll have a steak with extra fries. I'll have a cheeseburger with extra fries. And so they would get two handfuls of fries and they'd pay like an extra 75 cents or whatever it was. And then you'd have a kid come in and say, I'll have a chicken patty with extra fries. And Betty Brown, my favorite lunch lady, she would say, chicken patty doesn't come with fries, so you can't get extra fries with it. I don't care. Just give me fries. I'll pay for it. And it was every time somebody would ask for a chicken patty extra fries, she would say it. So naturally, people would ask just to make her say it. But that was the popular thing. And when I was, again, you know, you can't do that now. You can't even give them fries, let alone give them extra fries. But when I was in school, I was in the AV club, and we had a key to every room in the school. And we made friends with all the custodians because we were there late. The custodians would hang out with us. They would come into the AV room. I remember one of them, you know, when Van Halen came out with the Balance album, he was like, hey, I got the new Van Halen album. Do you want to hear it? And we went out and we sat in his van in the school parking lot and listened to the Van Halen album. Like, you couldn't do that today. You really probably shouldn't have done it back then, but we did it anyway. And then they told us, they're like, hey, you know, you guys, we didn't tell you this, but that key you have also opens the cafeteria, also opens the kitchen. And so we would go in there and we would sneak chicken patties and we would throw them in the microwave and make a little chicken patty sandwich. So that's how much people, I guess the statute of limitations has run out on that. I can tell that story now. Man, the stuff that we used to do, I remember I was in eighth grade, came back from a trip. My family and I had gone down to Six Flags in New Jersey and in Atlantic City. And when we came back, I had just gotten the Queen's Greatest Hits album. And they also had the second album, Classic Queen, right? I had one and there was the other one. And when I went to class, I was telling my science teacher, Mr. Hassenfuss, how I got this new Queen album. And he's like, oh, I've got the other one in my truck. I said, oh, okay, I'd like to borrow it and copy it if I can. He goes, you want to listen to it? And he gave me his keys and had me just go sit. That was how I spent my science period that day, sitting in his truck listening to Queen while he was back in the classroom teaching the kids. He had no issue with it. You could get away with that stuff back then. Not anymore. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. We are broadcasting live from Country Whip on North Main Street in Acushnet. I'll be here for another, 20 minutes or so. Come on by and hang out. Have some Cape Cod coffee with us. And you can call in 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
No. Hello, there you are.
Hello.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I have a question.
Sure.
I have some bowling trophies that I would like to depart with, and I was wondering if there's any organizations that could use them.
I'm not sure.
Me either.
I know, I mean, you could try posting up a little posting at Wonder Bowl to see if anybody's looking for any, but I mean, I know if you're looking to if you just want to get them off your hands, you know, Gifts to Give always has things like that that they put in their shop for sale.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I would just as soon donate to someone that could use them, but that's a thought if I can't, just donate them.
Yeah, well, Gifts to Give would certainly take the donation. You can just drop them off at their location. You know what? I'll do a little digging into that and see what I can find, and I'll let you know if I find out anything.
Yeah, because I have over half a dozen of them easy, I'm sure.
Were you a bowler?
And,
or?
Yeah, maybe somebody could make use of them for free.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I mean, I'll put them on my shelf and pretend I was good at bowling, but no, people already know that I'm not that great.
You'd be wearing a skirt, though. I don't know if you'd want to be wearing a skirt.
If it gets me closer to a 200 game, I'll wear anything.
And I'm sure you would look fine in it, too.
I will let you know if I can find out anything. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
And let's do that. Let's go to this call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Wow, I couldn't have lined that up better. That woman got my vibe. So, hey, so have you used that Wonder Bowl hand towel I gave you last month as a crying towel?
I have not used it. It's in my office. It's over there with my little bowling stuff in the office. So it's on display.
So next time you go to the Wonder Bowl, bring it with you, and you can pass it off as a crying towel to somebody you beat by a pin or two. Then again, how often do you?
Normally I'm the one crying.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Same purpose, different person. Hey, what a job! You're out there in beautiful country. We're out in the country, a beautiful sunny morning, and you get paid for this. What a job!
Yeah, I don't know how I talk them into giving me this life, but it certainly is a lot of fun. But the important thing is we do this so that we can bring it all to the audience, so we can bring you great deals like the one we have coming up at 9 a.m.
Hey, the other day, about halfway through the eclipse stuff, I was coming out of Pawtucket. I was literally passing by Joe McCoy Stadium, and there was a stat brought out by a medical sciences magazine connected to UCLA. And they basically said that Tommy John surgery for high school seniors and freshmen going into college has more than tripled in the last 7 years, because these kids, their bodies don't really mature to the what they call the high point, the 26 or 27. And because they're trying to compete and push for that elusive 100-mile-an-hour mark, and what we saw, we've been seeing in baseball. And yesterday, so Nick Pivetta, some of these other great starters, and it's like, I had Tommy John surgery from, it was a combination of an accident, and then I went back to work too quick as a fisherman. And but it's really strange to see all these great players already on the shelf this year.
Well, and the other problem too is there's no off season anymore. So kids that are throwing all year, so they're not giving their body a chance to rest in the off season or doing something else that kind of cross trains them. You know, they're hyper focused, say, on baseball, so they're not playing football, they're not playing basketball, so they don't have that cross training that kids used to have back in the older days.
Even like in the wintertime, they have all these indoor places, and absolutely, you gotta let the body vibrate. They'll pull off to the side and regroup. Always a pleasure.
See, that's why
friend.
I had the... You as well. Take care. Have a good day. That's why I had the best plan. Just don't be athletic at all. And then you can't do any damage to yourself that way. No. I'm just kidding. I joined the volleyball team when I was in high school. The boys' varsity volleyball team. The first year Wareham ever had one. Training camp. Went through training camp. And then right as the season was supposed to start, or you're supposed to start scrimmaging, actually, somebody quit at the diner, and I had to work full time, and I was like, I can make a lot of money versus playing a sport that I'm probably not going to be good at, just because I thought it would be fun to play. I was like, I got to go for the money, and worked out better because I was able to build up some cash reserves heading into college. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my final break here as we're broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Even when I go off the air at 9 a.m., you can still come on by and get your coffee, get your breakfast. And, of course, you can always come back and get all of the great food that they have for lunch and for dinner. And, of course, the fantastic ice cream. And you can get it all for half price if you get the Seize the Deal that's going to go on sale at seizethedeal.com at 9 a.m. So we'll be right back to wrap things up from Country Whip in Acushnet in just a few moments. And we are wrapping things up here from Country Whip in Acushnet. And in the final few moments here before the Seize the Deal goes live at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com, when you can get $50 in certificates to Country Whip for just $25. Let's talk to Lolly and Ronnie here. And good morning. Thank you for having us here today. What a great place this is to start your day.
I think it is. Yay.
Not this early, but I'm here.
Yeah, it is a great day. Great food, great customers.
Well, and you get to start your morning every day with some Cape Cod coffee.
I do, yeah.
It is a great coffee. We found them on a food show, and I enjoyed it. I like their logo. I like their marketing, and they are trying to reach out on this side of the bridge.
Yeah, local people that are supporting other local businesses.
Yeah.
So what has been kind of the big part of opening here for breakfast? What has been kind of the because you're breakfast veterans. So has there been anything that's been different that you weren't expecting being open this early?
No, actually, I was just trying to make a kind of a grab and go first thing in the morning. We're going to give it a shot, actually. It's like, kind of like a temporary thing just to see if the neighborhood requires it. But it's because there's a full breakfast down the street, the
Rochelle's
down the street.
Which is great, too.
But so I go there on the way in the morning sometimes. But I don't know if they constitute a full breakfast area, so we're just going to stick with the grab and go and the coffee kind of thing.
Breakfast
incorporate
sandwiches.
Also the coffee with the ice cream, because we do sell like a coffee sundae with espresso in it. So that's been pretty popular.
And, of course, funky fries have been taken off?
That was surprisingly very... Yeah, it's taken off. I've the amount of fries I'm selling is incredible. I was completely surprised. But we went on vacation. We found it down south, some Tennessee or something. And I was eating it every day. I just... It was kind of... It was some in Disney. Yeah, I know. Lolly's looking at me. You're damn right you eat it every day.
Well, and now you have to eat it every day because you got to try new things, right? You
got
to come up with new concoctions.
It's I never saw a skinny chef. I'm just telling you.
That's exactly true. Never. They always say never trust a skinny chef. Right.
That's why I'm a short order cook and a server. I'm short.
Yeah, no. That's a joke. I have to lower the grill.
That makes total sense. Well, I think people are going to come down here and they're going to enjoy trying all of this stuff. They're going to enjoy coming down and having the Cape Cod coffee. Again, grab and go. You can come in. You're in and out quickly. You'll be in and out of here in less time than it's going to take you to wait in the drive-thru line somewhere else to get a cup of coffee. So come on by and enjoy it. We have that deal going on sale.
Grab the season deal. Yep.
Yep, we have that coming on in just a few moments. Use that as if it's your first time coming down, use that as a chance to come down and try a lot of the great stuff that they have on the menu here. And of course, you're open until you're open at 7 in the morning. You're open until 8 at night right now. And
right now, until summer. Summer will be till 9 p.m.
And I can tell you, I came here yesterday. I came around 5:30 to try to set up. Place was jammed.
Yeah.
I mean,
we had a
so
fun crowd in here last night.
People are already dying to get their ice cream. And now that we've got some nice days, you're going to see a lot more folks coming
today's
down.
Today's a free small coffee. Anybody who wants to come in.
Free small coffee all day.
While
cups last.
Oh, so there you go. Come on by. Free small coffee. You can come and give it a try. It is absolutely delicious. All right, we are out of time, so that deal is going on sale in about 30 seconds.